It is 8:07 here at AM 1340 KXCO and Mix Country 96. Glad to be joined by Betty Jo Seidenstricker and Don Decker to talk about the upcoming election for the tax increase for the Audrain Ambulance District. Good morning, folks.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in. Now, what is the proposition on the ballot? Can we get the wording out of the way first?
The proposition on the ballot is would authorize the tax levy to be increased by 15 cents per $100 assessed valuation in order to increase general revenue to assist in the funding to replace ambulances and maintain services.
So why is it important right now to replace ambulances? Are they aging out? Are they getting too many miles on them? Do we just need something new and improved?
There are five ambulances in the ambulance district, two near Scott's Corner and three in the Mexico station. And the oldest ambulance was put into service in 2015, and it's approaching 200,000 miles. And so it needs to be replaced.
All right. How much is a new ambulance if we have to buy a brand new one?
The cost of a replacement ambulance today is $350,000, and that's fully equipped. That has all the medical accessories.
And what about personnel? Because we need to probably get them a little bit of a pay bump as well, and part of this money would go toward that. Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct. The EMT's starting hourly wage is $13.50 an hour, and a paramedic is $15 an hour. So the Citizens Committee did a wage survey with surrounding ambulance districts, and we are lower than the surrounding ambulance districts in Cole, Montgomery, Lincoln counties, to name just a few.
So we need to take this into consideration and retain the employees that we have rather than losing them to other neighboring services.
That's correct. The EMTs and paramedics are licensed and they are professionally trained internally as well as externally, and it's becoming a challenge to retain qualified personnel.
So, Betty Jo, let's switch things to you just for a little bit. What about 911 calls? Have those gone up and causing more issues with the ambulances?
Absolutely, absolutely. In 2022, there were 3,287 911 calls. In 2021, there were 3,022, and back in 2020, only 2,887. So it's increased immensely.
And not having a local hospital, they're traveling further, whether it be to Columbia, Jeff City, Hannibal, wherever
True.
They need to go,
True.
Which is increasing the mileage on
Absolutely.
The units, right?
And wearing the ambulances out, yes.
Absolutely, wearing them out as well. Now, not that, let me rephrase that. Do we know what amount of money would be brought in by raising the rate by 15 cents?
The projection is that the tax increase would raise an additional $375,000 to $425,000 each year.
So that would be more than enough to get at least one ambulance a year with some extra reserve as well.
If the board adopts the plan for replacement of ambulances, there would be a new ambulance coming in, one every 12 to 18 months.
And it takes a while for them to be built once they're ordered, and with the supply chain issues still going on and things like that, I'm sure. So,
right now, for the lead time from an order to delivery, it's about a year.
Okay, a little longer than I had anticipated. So, Betty Jo, what else should folks know about the ambulance district and why you all got involved in kind of spearheading this effort?
I feel we absolutely have to have an ambulance service. We absolutely have to. One of us, or all of us, are going to need it sooner or later, possibly. Hopefully not. But if we don't have a hospital here, we've got to have some. We have got to get to a good hospital to get treatment.
Absolutely.
We have to.
And, of course, polls are open on Tuesday. It's hard to believe that Election Day is under a week away, but Tuesday they will be open from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m., so go out and exercise your right to vote. Betty Jo?
Absolutely. I just want to encourage everybody to remember to vote, and we encourage you to vote yes on this ballot. It's a very, very simple, the language on the ballot, so it's easy to just vote yes. And we hope we have a good turnout.
You know, with the number of elections that we have and the number of candidates running for some open seats, I think in Audrain County that there will be a pretty good turnout.
Yeah, everybody needs to exercise their right to vote. That's
absolutely
for sure.
Vote your conscience, but get out and exercise the right
absolutely
to vote. Don Decker and Betty Jo Seidenstricker, thanks so much for joining us to talk about the ballot issue for the Audrain Ambulance District here on Michaels in the Morning.